heading up. You know.
I've never heard of that before, Randa. What
to
is
ground it? Well, it's just like men, you know, some men around us. That's what you, I don't know what else you can call them. She's around, or even use that now, that means that she's dating on the side, see. And he wouldn't put up with that. Knowing my father, he wouldn't put up with that. So, but he never lost track of that one daughter, never did. And she came down here one time with her husband. He was quite filled. And another time she came down with her son. She never drove a car, but the son would. And those boys are all gone. And she had three. One was living in Louisiana. And there's no one there now that I can keep contact with. They're all gone. Funny how families just simply, you know, just go.
It is. I was wondering, you were talking about the wheels and those wagons and the ambulance. Did they have a metal strip around the outside of the
Now gym? That's something, if I tell you something about it, I'd be just fabricating it. I wouldn't know one thing about it. I don't know one thing about an automobile. If thing happens, they run to Mr. over here. I haven't with this, I'm not on wood. When I had the other, the Buick, it was getting, I'd had it along. First I had an Oldsmobile, and then I had a Buick, and then I...
Well, you know, you were talking about yesterday, I was listening to the tapes, and you were talking about the military road, and you said you called it the military road because the military used it.
Yeah, well, see, you don't know anything about our Texas history. General Taylor marched from Brownsville, the military road, all the way up to Rio Grande City. You saw the army post there.
Yes. What other kinds of roads are there around here? What do you call the different kinds of roads?
Oh, well, now, this is, this paved new one is Highway 83, and that goes all the way into Canada. It's 83 from here, all the way. And these Canadians that live here, they get in their car and they go out through Abilene, and they get onto that, I guess, go through Colorado, and they get on up to, they happen to live west part of Canada, see, and Highway 83.
So
now, they're our main ones, Highway 83. Now you caught me there, but when you go out, when you leave here, you can find out.
Well,
tomorrow, I mean, Sunday, whenever you go back, the one that goes, 495, runs this way.
What is it? What kind of?
That's in between our street, we'll say, but it's a direct, it comes out of Mission, where my husband has a plaque there at 495.
The Griffin Parkway.
Yeah, goes all the way on through. I don't know how far it runs east.
Well, what kind of roads were they here when you were a child? What kind?
Oh, dirt roads. When it rained, well, you could get out in with a buggy and a horse, but you couldn't do anything else, you know.
Were just rocks on them or anything?
Oh, yeah, there's some places. No, we didn't have many rocks. There's some gravel. See, the gravel pits up. When you came by, some gravel pits.
I didn't see them.
Well, they're off the road. But that's Highway 83, and our main one that goes to San Antonio is this one that you're going to be on. And you go through Edinburgh, and I don't know, is that 295 or Highway? Isn't it funny?
107.
But this is 83 that goes all the way from Laredo on down to Brownsville.
What's a farm road?
Oh,
I've seen that.
You see it, farm road. Well, it's a road usually that maybe graveled, and maybe it's paved, and there's farms along there. They call it. It's a small road, you know, and they call that a farm road.
Is it? Yeah. Does it go to certain place, to one farm or something, or is it?
No. There are a lot of farm roads around here. A lot of farm roads, so you know where you're going. That where they're not farm roads, something, some number, and all.
What do they pave those with when they pave them? You said
something. I wouldn't know. I don't know.
Are they that black stuff, or is it?